Let's have a look at the impact with Peter Wakefield, who is the Vice Chair of Rail Future East Anglia. Peter, very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
There'll be people listening, Peter. You know, with the greatest respect to hear me say rail infrastructure, and they've already nodded off. We talk about there's a consultation happening today about it. That's probably just done them for good. So why should people care about the improvement, this upgrade of this junction?
This upgrade is fundamental to getting across Cambridgeshire from the north to the south, east and west. Ely lays at the heart of the East Anglian Railway network, and at the moment it's running at full capacity. And we know that as Cambridgeshire grows, and Cambridge City itself, with all the new jobs there, we need more railway services running through the county, in particular from Littleport, King's Lynn Line and so on, where at the moment there's only one train an hour, with plans for two trains an hour, but the second train every hour can't get beyond Ely because of the congestion there. And even more important to many thousands more people in Cambridgeshire is the restoration of the National Railway passenger network to Wisbech. And now that project is held up because the two trains an hour, which will run from Wisbech through March, Maney, through Ely, through to Waterbeach, Newtown and Cambridge, mean that that can't go ahead in full until the more services can get through Ely, which I've said already.
Yeah, so it doesn't kill a railway station at Wisbech dead in the water, but it hamstrings it, does it?
It holds it up. I mean, when the Ely work, we hope the Ely works will be done. It will unlock some of the capacity which is missing at Ely at the moment. It'll allow that extra train to King's Lynn to go, and the services through from Wisbech. Remember, it would also give March a much better service into Cambridge as well, rather than the one train an hour. March will get three trains an hour, so huge benefits right across the north of the county, where, of course, there is a sort of transport deficit, if you like, transport poverty.
The same with Soham as well. That would increase options there for passengers.
Is one of the great things which is happening. It is on track to be opened at the end of the year, towards the end of the year. But at the moment, it can only have a train every 2 hours because, again, the service which runs from Ipswich through Bury and Ely, etc., we'll call it Soham, can't run every hour as the railway company wants to, again, because it can't get through Ely, because the number of trains running through Ely are completely at capacity. So this new works at Ely, the consultation, I hope everybody will get writing and say, get on with it.
Oh, really? Really? But what about the people of Queen Adelaide then? I mean, that is a very unusual situation. Anybody who's been through the village, you know, three rail crossings in one very small village. I mean, what about them, Peter?
Well, the village has grown up around the railway there, of course. It is unique, and the consultation at the moment doesn't apply to that part of the project. That would be the second part, is my understanding. Mm. And the level crossings are a major part of the so-called bottleneck we're talking about, because Network Rail, I'm sure, is very aware of the problems there, and solving one part of the problem is going to make things worse at Queen Adelaide. So something is needed. We don't know exactly what their plans are for Queen Adelaide, because it's not a part of this consultation. That comes next, as far as we understand. But you're absolutely right. Queen Adelaide's got to be sorted out so that the people there are not sort of cut off by all the level crossings.
Well, how do you any idea how you do that successfully then, Peter?
There are various ways we've looked at. I suspect that maybe you could suppress one of the level crossings, because I think one of the problems that people, that Network Rail probably think about, is that if one crossing is closed, people queue up at it, they might queue across back at the other another one of the crossings as well, which is obviously a dangerous thing to do if the barriers want to come down, the gates want to shut, and cars are sitting across the track. So I would say that maybe in the future there'll be a diversion of one of the tracks, maybe the March line to join the King's Lynn line or something like that, so we get rid of one of the level crossings.
Okay, and as far as, why should I care? If you are somebody who lives around the A10, you know, or the A14, or is impacted by congestion and build-up and traffic woes on those roads, this could also improve your life, this upgrade, could it?
Well, absolutely. At the moment, nearly 50% of everybody who travels to work or into Cambridge from Ely, for example, take the train, and that means another 50% are on the A10. Now we need this upgrade to enable more trains to run, as I've just said, not just the passenger trains from Wisbech and King's Lynn and Soham and so on, but freight trains as well. On the A10, on the A14 in particular, running through Cambridge, Shire, all the way through it from, you know, one end to the other, there are many lorries carrying loads that could be on trains if we could run more trains through Ely, because, you know, there are lots of trains run from Felixstowe, etc., already, but we can't get any more freight trains on the route either because of the blockage at the capacity constraints at Ely. So unlock Ely, we get fewer lorries on the A14 and on the other roads as well.
Okay. Peter, thank you very much for your time, sir. Really appreciate your knowledge there.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
You take care. Stay well. Peter Wakefield, Vice Chairman of the Rail Future East Anglia Group. Hello, Paul. He's got into... I sound excited. They got loud, didn't they?
And it is those workforces that we will be targeting with this programme.
People are being asked to give feedback to Network Rail about upgrading a major junction at Ely. A six-week consultation starts today on how to improve the bottleneck, which could see more trains passing through Cambridgeshire. Peter Wakefield, the Vice Chairman of Rail Future East Anglia, says the upgrade is vital for the county.
This upgrade is fundamental to getting across Cambridgeshire from the north to the south, east and west. Ely lays at the heart of the East Anglian Railway network. At the moment, it's running at full capacity, and we know that as Cambridgeshire grows, we need more railway services.
Sniffer dogs could soon be deployed at airports.